Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I tell you the enemy always on his job, and we got to start being on our job. Amen, hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Deans. I hope everyone can hear me with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, amen. Yes. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity fighting with the radio station, trying to get in the enemy, always try to block. So I know it's going to be an awesome show, broadcast. And I thank and praise God for another opportunity for being on our broadcast on today. We are going to get ready. We have missed a lot of everything. So I'm going to call our worship to order right now. We're going to have our devotion. I will read a scripture and pray. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, there are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. My ear has thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. I delight to do thy will. O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have just read you from Psalms 40, from the first verse to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. If we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father, we ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, I ask you right now to bind up the strong man now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind them, Father, from our radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil demon, every evil and negative thought, Father, we ask you to bind right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against any evil, Father, against us and against our broadcast, our radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We give your name praise and glory. We magnify your name on today. We love you, Father. We just ask you and we thank you for everything that you've done for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to bless this worship hour, Father, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, and thank God. And we're going to go right on into our testimony and service. If anyone, part of the service, if anyone have a testimony, a praise report, I just want to shout out to the Lord or say something for the Lord, I ask anybody, it's open right now in the name of Jesus. Anyone, and I'm you can go right on. God bless you. Well, since no one want to go, I will go. I thank and praise God for another day. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I praise and thank God for starting me on my way. I thank and praise God that I'm standing on top of the ground and the ground's not standing on me. I thank and praise God for another breath, another breathe, me breathing his air on today because it belongs to him. I thank God for everything that he's done in the mighty name of Jesus. I give him all the praise and glory on today. And I thank God for my husband, my children. I thank God for the end time men and women of War Global Ministry. I give him praise on today. I just thank God for being who he is in my life. He's my everything. And I just thank him today. I thank him for how he's kept me. I thank him for healing me. I thank him for delivering me. I thank God on today. He's been so good, better to me than I could ever be to myself. And I am so grateful for that. And I love him so much. I know he loves me. I just give him praise and glory on today. So I just, that's my testimony, that the Lord is my everything. And I give him praise. Are there any more testimonies today? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we're not gonna just beg people to say something good for the Lord, because God is almighty, all powerful, and I trust him. I depend on him. I love him. You know, I can go on and on for maybe some years. Believe me, because he's been too good to me. He's been very, very good to me. So I thank and praise him on today. I'm not going to hold up the testimony in line because we were late getting on today. And I apologize, but the enemy always tried to block us because he knows that God comes through and show up and show out. The Holy Ghost is on this radio broadcast, and when he comes through, he shows up and he shows out. So he always try to block, because we are about truth on this radio broadcast, and the devil don't want that. And so, you know, I just thank and praise God that he worked as fast as he did, because he's always trying to block me from getting on. So I'm going to go ahead. Let me see. I guess we'll just have one praise and worship song. That's all I know to do. Just one moment. Trying to get the praise and worship music. Everything is, nothing is doing what it's supposed to do today, but the devil is still a liar. He is not going to get anything here. Amen. We're going to, if we can't get it, we're just going to go on. I'm not going to worry with it. And it's not going. So, anyway, we're just going to go on. If someone want to sing a song on the radio broadcast, you are welcome to do so. Anybody. Because, you know, I can't sing, but I will. But I'm not. I'm just going to call, get ready for our speaker to come forward, because it's 25 after 4. So I'm going to let her come. We have Prophetess Mary that's going to bring the word for today. And I thank and praise God for her. I met her maybe 2 months ago, and she's been just the beautifulest person I've met in such a very long time, and I thank God for her. She's a prophetess, and she's licensed. Well, she's a preacher, a minister, and I thank and praise God for her. I want God to use her. So, prophetess, you come right on and start your sermon. Amen. I want to just present to some and introduce to others, Prophetess Mary. Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me? Hello?
Amen. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me very well?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mary Sopay. And I am invited today by Apostle Dean to share the word of God. And as I share the word of God, the Holy Spirit that is using my tongue to share the word of God. And I'm going to make it simple for us to understand. And the topic today is the water of life. I'm going to, if we have a Bible, we can open our Bible to John 4. I'm going to start reading from verses 5 to 15. So if you have your Bible, open your Bible to John 4, 5 to 15. It says, "Then cometh to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drink thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. For the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come it her to draw. I will stop here, and I'm going to talk about what, why, who, when, and how of this water of life. This water of life is also known as living water, pure water.
Mm-hmm.
As we go on, we'll see it in the book of Revelation, Hebrew, and John.
Mm-hmm.
So with this water of life that we have, there is no more time for us as Christians, as believers, as born again, so to speak, to keep running from pillar to post, to wrong places where there is no solution to our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, once we drink this water of life, we'll be able to drop all vices. Vices of lying, what the ephemerals, just to mention a few, fornication, adultery, name it all. These are the things that are seated in our heart and that doesn't make us able to get most of the things we have to get from God. So let's drink the water of life to wash our hearts and fill it up with fruits and virtue. According to Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We should focus on Jesus, not our problems. So when we focus on our problems, they become idol. We start worshiping them, and it becomes idol to us. So that is why the Word of God is telling us that we should come. We should come and drink freely. Let's go to Revelation. Go to Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever let him take the water of life freely. He didn't say you should come and buy it. Not for sale. If you will, it is free. It's not going to force you. It is free
right.
for you to do. And I've just said what the water of life is, the living water, is the pure water, is Jesus himself. When the woman of Samaria stopped drinking from Jacob's well and he accepted Jesus, the living water, everything turned around for her. So why should we drink this living water? The benefits of the water of life. Why should we drink it? It says in Revelation 22:1-2. It says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb, the Most High, the Lamb of God, His Son, Jesus Christ. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruits, and yielded our fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation, and there shall be no more curse, for the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. So when you drink from this water, the benefit is that you have the symbol of Christ on your forehead. You are carrying it about, and nobody can tamper with you. The psychic, black magic, they can promise you everything, but it will surely fail. But this living water, if it's on your forehead, there is no hold up, there is no traffic light. You are going. Nobody can contest it. It is the healing of the nation. Look at our nations all over the world.
Yes.
People are confused. They don't know where to go. They don't even know the question. Churches have even failed them because they didn't really seek to drink this water of life by themselves to renew them. It cleanses our soul, purge us from sickness and diseases. This water satisfies the desire of the heart. It also contains the life of God. We need to live the life of God. We need to separate us from the noise of the world, distractions. We need to be a disciple, to live by His word, to meditate by His word. Once we drink this water, no more curse. Curse will be removed. Everything you need, covering, shelter, peace, love, guidance, counsel, whatever you need, you will get it. So long as according to the will of God. So why are we still drinking from Jacob well? Why are we wasting our time? From that dirty water.
Amen.
Why are we wasting time? And Jesus is telling us that there is a water that you can drink freely if you will. It is clear as crystal. And it's proceeding out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Which other source is greater than that source? Which other source can you compare with that source? No other source.
Right.
He's our provider, he's our counselor, he's our director, he's our economist. The economists, they've brought economy, the demand, desire, and supply. So it has failed. Scientists have mixed a lot of stuff. It's causing havoc here and there. It has failed.
Yes.
But the water of life will never fail us. Question: are you satisfied with your lifestyle, where you are now? Ask yourself. Ponder over it tonight, throughout the week. Create a silent moment. Separate yourself from the world. Create a quiet every day in your life. Ask him to search your heart. Where to make amends.
Yeah.
The blessing, protection, everything is said. It's there already. It says, seek ye, Matthew 6:32. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and every other thing will be added unto you. What you are
That's
running,
right.
A car, house, God is already there. He has placed it there. He is there for us. Because there is children, all that we need, protection. Some people are searching for protection. somewhere else. They put something in their pocket, put it around their waist. If they wear it, nothing will happen to them. It has failed them. They are confused. It's there for us. So, who can drink from this water? Everyone can drink, so long as you will. When can one drink from this water? Every day, every time, now, morning, noon, and night.
Yes.
How can one drink from this water? By having a personal relationship with Him. Quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the Word of God. And meditating on His word. Some of us,
yes,
if we don't talk to our pastor about our situation, how we can answer, we don't have peace. The first lady, the overseer, I need to see him. I need to see her. The problem has started again. No. No. Find a quiet time. Be in His presence. Talk to Him.
Yes.
Read words. He will talk back to you. When you sit and read His words in 1 hour, relax for 1 hour for you to hear from Him. We are too rushy. We are running. We are running up and down, pillar to post. We are still in circles.
Mm.
We are still in the same mess. But God is calling us to drink from the water that is flowing from the throne, from His throne and of the Lamb. We'll go to John. John 7.
Mm-hmm.
37 to 38. It says, in the last day, the great day
uh-huh.
of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Uh-huh.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yeah.
He that bet on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you
yeah.
drink this water regularly, daily, every time, you, by your own self, you'll become the imitation of Christ. That's why it will be on your forehead. People will just be marveling at you. They will see the glory of God in you. They will know that this person, you can't trespass. Because that symbol is on
yeah.
our forehead.
Oh.
I will conclude by asking us to seek God. Jesus is Son. Personally, have quiet time with Him every day and let Him speak to you and obey Him.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience is the price you will pay, not the dollar money you have, not the pound, not the Chinese yen, Japanese yen. The price you are going to pay is just obedience. When Abraham
yeah.
started obeying God, He gave him everything. To the extent when his nephew, Lot, was in Sodom and Gomorrah, the angels came to visit Abraham. And Abraham was telling the angels were telling Abraham, that Sodom and Gomorrah is full of sin. God is going to destroy that place. And
mm-hmm.
Abraham prayed, my nephew is there. I hope nothing will happened to him. And those angels went to Sodom and Gomorrah. They went to the house of Lot. When they got to the house of Lot, the wicked people came to meet him. They wanted to make trouble. And those angels made those men blind. They got blind. They couldn't see. And they evacuated Lot and his family to run out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot and his family obeyed the angels. Because in connection of Abraham that has been drinking from the living water, obeyed God. And anything that belonged to him was also protected. To the extent his nephew was protected. But when they were going, they said nobody should look back. But Lot's wife,
that's right,
disobeyed. She was thinking of her jewelries and stuff, and which God has already delivered them. But Lot, she looked back, she disobeyed, and she turned to pillar of salt. She went to the destruction.
Yeah.
We need to obey. Noah obeyed. In this last day, we need to obey. The time is ticking. Everything has been fulfilled. Most of it has been fulfilled. We need to come to his presence. We need to hear from him. So that our hearts will be clean and be full of virtues and fruits. When it's filled with virtues and fruits, we have the keys to the kingdom. We have authority and power over the enemy. We can silence them with the power in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, everyone, for listening. I give God the glory for using me as a vessel to share his word. I thank him for the knowledge, for what he has taught me, and I've shared it. I thank God for that. I'm not an ordained minister. I'm not a pastor. I'm a layman. He taught me what to say, and I obeyed him.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And we thank and praise God for Prophetess Mary. She says she is nothing but a layman, but I know what the Lord God told me she was, who she is in him. And one day she's going to accept her calling and obey him. So, you know, I just thank and praise God for the word that she's given us, the living water, this water of life. The living water. I thank and praise her for God, for her, for the word. You know, we need that living water. I thank and praise God that I have drank of that living water, and I pray and hope that you all have to drink of the living water. So I'm just going to open up the doors of the church. If anyone want to come and join this ministry, and drink of that living water. The doors are open. There's still room at the cross. There is still room at the cross for you. Hallelujah. If you want to come and drink of that living water, not just this ministry, but anywhere, the universal church. So I thank and praise God on today for anyone that wants to come and accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. I thank God for the word, this water of life that is awesome. And she were obedient and obeyed God. So I'm just going to pray just for a couple of minutes, and we're going to dismiss. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, just thanking and praising you for your holy word, for your purifying word, Father, for your perfect word. We just thank God for the one that brought our word today, Father, your word unto us. We give you praise for using that vessel in the name of Jesus. We thank God for just being on our radio broadcast, being in the service. You said, well, two or three are gathered together, there you are in the midst. I thank God on today that I am with the global ministry, the global church, the universal church. And we just heard the word. We just had dinner, and I thank and praise God that I ate and I'm full right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, if by your will you send the people as you see fit daily, Father, in the name of Jesus, not by my will and nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless Prophetess Mary, bless her going in and coming out, bless her in the city and bless her in the field, Father, bless her family, her son, in the name of Jesus, bless her family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful today to give you all the praise and the glory and all of the honor. We thank you again, Father, for the word, hallelujah, the transforming word of God. And we give you praise for let her speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray, and for your glory, amen. I thank and praise God. He is an awesome God, and I give him praise for who he is in our lives, because, you know, if you don't have him, you won't be able to make it. I don't know how I would live without God. I just can't. I don't know how. I don't know what to do next. So I thank him that he sent his only begotten son for us. He didn't have to do that, but he did. And he could have came down from the cross, but he stayed right there. And I thank and praise God today. I give God all the praise and all the glory. And I'm not going to keep you on. Hallelujah. We got out a few minutes, maybe 4 minutes earlier today, and it's all right. God's word went forth, and I thank and praise God for it. We'll be right back here tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Eastern at 6 p.m. Central by Prophetic Intercessory Prayer Warriors. We're learning about prophetic intercessors. And so we'll be teaching tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central time for our teaching. And we're going to learn together. And then we have our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central. And we have another Bible class on Friday night, 7 p.m., the same time. And then on Sunday, we have our worship service at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central. So you all pray for our ministry, the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. Please keep us in your prayers. We love the Lord. We just down to earth, and we love everyone with the love of God. So I'm getting ready to dismiss. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. You all have a good evening, the rest of the evening. Have a blessed day. God bless you. Have a good day. Amen. Good evening.